And they get to start with the Ravens coming up on Sunday Night Football. Joe O, Sammy P, welcome back. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network. We're going over the week one NFL card. We were a little short on time at the end there with Tampa, Atlanta. Are you hearing the same, like, Baker over-the-top love that I'm getting? I find it very interesting, and I'm talking about respected people that are putting their 10 toes down, and they're like, no, it wasn't all Liam Cohen. Like, the idea is it is just as much Baker, the success of the Bucs offense a year ago, as it was the offensive play caller who now is in Jacksonville, and they're not scared off. You know, everybody's on Tampa Bay for the division. I hear a lot of people, so they're in on Tampa Bay to win this game on the road and cover the point spread. It feels like, for me, I'm like, we are just going way too far. And maybe I'm on an anti-Baker mission. I don't hope to be, but it feels like I'm kind of there because I just feel the love is just like so over the top, man.
Stats are blinding. And when Baker Mayfield throws for 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns last year, people remember that. We remember what we've seen last. And a lot of that is rolling over into this season. I'm not saying Baker's going to fall off a cliff without Liam Cohen, but there will be some adjustments, no doubt. And they're not healthy at receiver. So this would be the time, you would think, to clip their wings, week one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, let's get to it. Sunday Night Football. Baltimore, a road favorite. -1. Over at BetMGM, that's where the market is. There are a couple of one and a halves out there at some rec shops, but it is -1, BetMGM. It is 50 and the hook. So that total is down a little bit from where we opened early on in the summer. It is always funny to talk about how much these numbers move because they're up for months and months and months. And it's such a short period of time when we're going week to week in the NFL. Are you surprised that the Ravens are favored?
Not really. They have the highest power rating in the league. And full disclosure, on my walk to Penn Station, I popped on WGR, heard my guy Joe O on with Shope and the Bulldog, and you were kind of cooling the Jets a little bit because they were making a big deal about Baltimore moving 2 points. And I said exactly what you said on a different show yesterday. A move through zero is not a big deal. And you painted it masterfully. You're going to have a lot of hype on the Ravens. And you also, I think you have some sharp people looking at the injuries in the Bills secondary. Well, the injury at corner to Trey White. Benford came back to practice. And then there is a hole, the Bills people tell me, at safety. So if people have been listening to guys like Mike and Bulldog, they're hearing about the issues in the secondary and maybe reacting to that. Maybe it's you guys shoping the Bulldog. Maybe it's you guys talking about the secondary that's moving the market. But I look at the total and look how it's come down because all you hear about is Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. MVP against MVP. Mm-hmm. And the total has moved down 2 points. And nobody's talking about that. We're talking about the 2-point move from Buffalo -1 to Baltimore -1. But we're not talking about the total going from 52.5 to 50.5, blowing right through the 51. Do you think the public's going to bet the over in that one, Joe? What do you think?
Oh, I think so. Could be a chase game for some after all the favorites go down in flames on Sunday. that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah. These are two top five defenses, and we're going to hear more about the quarterbacks than we will about the defenses. Now, to piggyback on the point that I brought up about, you know, Bills Nation and Buffalo radio guys talking about the concerns at secondary, I understand them. But the Bills should still be good against the run. And the Ravens set everything up on the ground. As good as Lamar has become as a passer, their bread and butter is setting up everything via the run. If they can run, they can do anything. You also have early season rust, offensive rust. We saw it in Philly. They couldn't get Barkley going last night against a Cowboys defense that is not really that good. So if you line up the Bills front seven and the Ravens front seven, there's a lot to like against those offenses. I think rather than pay attention to the move on the side, we should be looking at a game where people are going to come out of the woodwork to bet the over on Sunday night. Been waiting all day to bet the over, yet the market is coming down.
Do you think we'll head north by the time we get to kickoff when the song's done?
I'll say this. If you have a 51, I would bet under 51. Yeah. A lot of these books, including BetMGM, are down to 50.5. And look, could this be 31-30? 100%. Could we see fireworks between Allen and Jackson? Yes. But to see this come down as limits go up, it definitely raises my eyebrows.
Yeah, and it's a good point about the Ravens being the number one power-rated team. They are that, and we've heard a lot of that in the offseason. They improved a ton. The questions that we had a year ago on the rookie DC and Zach Orr, they're not there anymore. And you have the continuity with the offense, and then they add some pieces to the back end of that secondary. Jair Alexander, Starks comes in as a rookie. I think he's going to be just fine. It's not going to be this big learning curve. Similar to Kyle Hamilton when he ended up joining that defense a few years back. Man, the Ravens don't have a weakness. That's the thing. That's what's scary. I don't have a take on the side. I can't wait to watch it. But I think you're on the right track here as far as the total. That's going to be the more interesting part. And a lot of times we see these high-powered offenses not do exactly what you're expecting to start off the season. So a lower scoring game wouldn't be all that shocking, or at least lower than what is expected here. So I get that. You're just waiting. You're waiting for this to go up, and then you're going to come in on the under. That's what it sounds like.
I haven't done anything yet, but the 51 to me is very important. I want to be protected against 27-24. That's a very common landing score between teams like this, and I would never, ever, ever bet under 50.5.
Do you think any part of the Ravens' love in this matchup is because of the playoff game? Because it felt like, okay, the Bills got a little bit lucky, +3 in the turnover margin. The Baltimore led the way in yards per play and yardage in that game, that maybe you play that a game again and it's a different result.
Probably. As you've chronicled, the Ravens were better in basically every category except for the turnover category. So that could play into it. You also have this angle where the Ravens want revenge because the Bills ended their season. So there's a lot of that. But if we make Baltimore a one-point favorite in Buffalo, if we do 1.6 and 1.6 or 1.8 and 1.8, are you saying that Baltimore's a 4.5-point favorite at home against Buffalo? That ain't right.
Definitely not. Speaking of the revenge angle, I've been hearing some Lamar quotes. He's pissed Allen got the MVP. He thinks it should have been his. There's an argument to be made there. We'll see. You'll have your opportunity on Sunday night. Houston at the LA Rams. This has been a rock solid 3. The Rams are the favorite. Total is down from where we were over the summer. A couple of points going through that 44 down to 43.5. A lot of questions about the health of the signal caller for McVay. Matthew Stafford, how healthy is he with the back? He has the weapons. Of course, you still have Puka. No longer Cooper Kupp. Now they have Devontae Adams. And then on the Texans side of things, questions about the offense. No questions about that defense.
I don't have a bet on the game. I have done nothing with this. But if you missed 10 Toes Down yesterday, sparkling reviews, by the way. A lot of feedback on 10 Toes Down. People loved it. The Open, outstanding.
Yes.
I feel like I should probably be swimming toward a Texans bet hearing Brian Gerch throw shade all over the Rambly. That's all I'm going to say. I should get there just in unison with Gerch.
He just said in the chat, Ramily, period, dead.
I love it.
I think he's right. I do like the Texans in the game. But we're looking at about a couple of really strong defenses. I understand the move. I agree with that move down. And I'm kind of pissed that I missed it. It makes perfect sense. that this would be a lower scoring game, even though it's going to be Stroud, it's going to be Stafford, Nico Collins, Puka, Devontae. No, I would play under on this. I'm hoping it gets back to 44, but I'm expecting a lower scoring game. Houston's live. I will take the plus three in every contest. I'll be betting this game. I don't see it coming off this number of three.
I've got nothing. I'm rooting for solidarity for Gurch. If he wants the Ramilly in the box, I will support.
And I'm with Gurch as well. All right, here's another game that we have talked a whole bunch about this week. And the market has reacted. No threes. Nope. Can't find one. Go on. As John Murray told us, sharp money, Raiders. Now, what I always wonder when you talk about a Vegas book is how much is that because we're talking about the home team. I do wonder about that, but it seems like that's the case everywhere. The money that you want to be aligned with is backing the Vegas Raiders, the short dog. New England, -2.5. Same exact total as Texans-Rams. This total, 43 and the hook. What do you think?
Well, I've told you the Patriots are losing on Sunday. I've already explained this and discussed. Well,
maybe the people are just jumping in on Friday. They're like, I want to hear the picks. Yeah,
I don't know if Drake May is good yet, and there's this conglomerate of people that are just rushing to anoint him the same way they did it with Mac. And okay, Jerod Mayo is the issue for Drake May. I got it. So now we drop in Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels, and they're going to fix everything. Because McDaniels, you know, aside from Brady, he had a really good track record in the NFL, right? Give me a break, dude. I'm so sick of it. I'm tired of it. The Patriots fans and the Alabama fans don't know how to assess talent. They just don't. Like, when talent is bad, they keep pedestaling bad talent. For 3-4 years... Oh, it's not Mac's fault. It's the coordinator's fault. It's the O-line's fault. It's the receiver's fault. It was never Mac's fault. Got it. Okay. That's why Mac's going to be bagging groceries next year. So just miss me with all this hype. And also what Murray said yesterday, which is very telling, not only sharp support for the Raiders, but you had sharp groups come in and bet the Patriots to miss the playoffs and bet the Patriots under the win total. Even though everybody's saying that they're a sleeper this year, rookie at left tackle, rookie at left guard. I don't know if the quarterback's good. I saw that Travion Henderson is running back 3 on the depth chart. Why? He's their best running back. There's a lot of things going on in New England. And I like Vrabel. I'm a big Vrabel guy. But to fix a 4-win team in one offseason, that's a lot to ask.
Mm-hmm. So was that on the Patriots' unofficial depth chart? Is that what they did? They put him 3rd?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I've seen some where he's set, like our lads decided to put him at 2nd. So, yeah, okay. Just curious about that. We'll find out. Yeah, okay. You're right. It goes Stevenson, Gibson, Henderson. They're unofficial one. But I don't know if that's Vrabel sending a message or what that is. But a lot of times that's done with a purpose. There's something behind it. Yeah, this hype train. The win total was 4.5 last year. They go under the win total. With 4 wins. Now it's 8.5, and it's the most popular win total to go over of all the teams. So much because of Vrabel. I get it. I think he's a good coach. He's treated me very well because his ATS record is off the charts. So he usually gets his team prepared. They're ready to go. They cover point spreads. It doesn't mean that the Patriots are going to be above 500 or they're going to be some great team this season. That's where you lose me. And a lot of this Patriots chatter is about the easy schedule. Well, maybe the Raiders are better than you thought. Something else to keep in mind is that, yes, New England had a big upgrade at coach. There's no denying that from Mayo to Vrabel. What about the upgrade that the Raiders made at coach from Pierce to Carroll? Like, that's pretty big, too. I'm not saying Carroll is just as good as Vrabel, but that's a big upgrade. Pierce was a complete clown. Like, the guy had to go. It was ridiculous that they gave him the job full time. Now you have competent quarterback play with Geno. You have what most people project as a very good running back in Jeunty. Should they be getting 2.5? Not sure about that. I'm with you. You got there early, but there's a lot of people supporting you, a lot of smart people supporting you on Vegas. I certainly understand. We continue with the week 1 breakdown. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.